Chapter 8 Meditation. Meditation in conjunction with reflections on mother and idolatry is a key component of finding the warmth within you. It is during meditation that you can meet your true consciousness, be one in the world of consciousness, and continually expand your own warmth. It is easy to get lost in your material world, going about your daily physical activities. You forget about the world of consciousness. Meditation is the time you can reconnect to the world of consciousness, to your heart. It is a time of joy and happiness. Remember how important meditation is. It gives you the opportunity to expand the warmth in your heart and reconnect to your own warmth. During meditation, you can reconnect to the truth of your existence and meet your true self. Meditation is an exercise that you should make time for daily. There may not seem to be an immediate understanding, but over time, meditation will become a process of joy. It may seem that every day you meditate, your mind wanders and you can never focus. In the beginning, it is just that way. But over time, you will become aware of mother's consciousness and your own warmth. It is a layering of papers on a stack. Each sheet may not look like much unto itself, but over time those papers will become. Each sheet may not look like much unto itself, but over time those papers will have become a stack and will not resemble what you started out with, that is, just a sheet of paper. In the beginning, to the many people who are always diligently applying their brain, it may be perplexing to meditate. If you do reflections and meditations on mother, you will find the quiet in your heart. You will find the expansiveness in your heart that is the truth. And once you open those doors, you will continually widen the warmth and be able to feel this true world I am always talking about. This time is a special time for you out of the 24 hours in your day to realize for 10, 20, 30 minutes that you are not this physical body. You are something much larger that connects to everything on earth and the universe. We are all the same energy, the same essence. Meditation is also a large component of finding your warmth. Think about this warmth of mother. I want to ingrain in your head that this warmth of mother is what you truly are. During meditation, you are searching for your warm heart, believing in the warmth you really are. I know through meditation you can reconnect to the warm energy that you are, that we all are. So I ask you to meditate daily on Mother, to find the warmth. Only by finding this warmth will you be able to save the darkness that is crying out in pain, crying out in suffering. This is the only way you can save your crying, suffering self. You must find the warmth in your heart. To understand the truth, you must understand this warmth. Otherwise, you will be lost and will be lost in misunderstanding. The waves and vibrations of happiness and joy are what constitute the truth of our existence. Do you feel your heart expanding as you think about Mother? That energy you feel is space. That is your space, my space, and our space. It is ever expanding into the universe through physical space and time. Through matter you can and cannot see. It is expanding all the time, just as your heart is expanding all the time. This is the truth. This is the truth I want you to feel. Please don't use your brain. Don't think. Just feel with your heart all the waves everywhere, in and around you. Do you feel this ever-expansive heart? The world of consciousness is so light and bright. Your heart is ever-growing and expansive. Through meditation, your heart will grow and it will continue to expand, and the warmth will become more intense. It's not a matter of time. It is a matter of focus and trying to find your heart. Forget your physical body and brain during meditation. Remember that you have a heart that is feeling everything. That is how I would like you to meditate. Meditate through your heart, attempting to feel the vibrations of increasing warmth. Meditation is not static. It is infinitely expanding. If you let your heart extend during meditation, the warmth will expand. If you let your heart extend during meditation, the warmth will expand to no end. Do you know how large and vast your heart can become? You don't realize how expansive your heart can become. The warmth in your heart will evolve through meditation. Please feel it. This world of consciousness equals joy and peace. As you close your eyes and align your heart to the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike, you become aware of this world of consciousness that exists. It exists, has existed, and will exist. You'll think, I don't know how I wasn't aware of it before, but now I feel this world in my heart. It is so beautiful, and now I know this is the truth and our origin, and this is where we must return. Our whole journey is about returning to this warmth, this world of consciousness. This world of consciousness is something we can easily tune out. But if you align yourself with the warmth, then it is so apparent and strong. This world exists and has always coexisted with the material world. It is so peaceful and true, and where we all exist as one. Don't think of meditation as something difficult. Don't get lost in your thoughts too much. Just let your heart be free to feel. Don't get too caught up in your mind. Let your heart feel the waves of warmth. Feel the joy when you turn your heart to the universe. Let yourself be wrapped up in the warmth, joy, and the vibrations of the truth. As you meditate, let yourself get lost in the experience. Don't use your brain anymore. Let yourself get lost in the feelings, the vibrations of warmth, the waves. Let your heart be open. Forget about your physical body and float through your heart in space and time. If you let yourself go and close your eyes and you feel the warmth of the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike through the warmth of mother, of having a mother, then you will understand that reflections on meditation on mother and reflections on idolatry is the easiest and simplest way for you to come to understand warmth and vast spaciousness of your heart. As you reflect on mother and meditate about mother, you will find the quiet in your heart. You will find the expansiveness in your heart that is the truth. And once you open those doors, you will continually widen the warmth. You will be able to expand your heart to feel this world I am speaking of. Method of meditation. Close your eyes lightly and keep your chest puffed out slightly. Relax your shoulders and take several deep breaths, inhaling through your nostrils and exhaling through your mouth from the depths of your belly. Deep breathing helps you to relax and refocus. So please, slowly exhale the air from your body completely until your abdomen lies flat. Then, in the same manner you exhaled, inhale a steady stream of air through your nose, filling the space beneath your navel. Wait a few seconds and exhale through the mouth several times. Then open your mouth and make a sound, hum, and feel the vibrations of warmth. Feel the vibrations of love, joy, spreading like a bird. Spread your heart like a bird spreads its wings. Your heart is spreading through space and time. You are not your physical body. Please let your body go. As you begin meditations on Mother, imagine your heart is incredibly wide and warm. Take Mother's warmth as your key inspiration. Then you will find, as you reflect on Mother, that as you meditate while doing these other important tasks, your heart will become larger, more expansive, and wider than the first time you meditated. It will keep growing inside that you won't be able to properly express through words the growing warmth of your heart. I want you to imagine what it was like when you were an infant, cradled in your mother's arms, sucking your mother's breast. Even if you grew up on a bottle, as a thought experiment, I want you to imagine what it was like. Can you remember? Can you imagine what it was like to be cradled in your mother's arms, embraced by her warmth, her scent? You were without a care or worry in the world. You were secure and safe in those arms. You didn't know how to worry or be stressed. Do you remember? Your needs were met before you could even express them. You were there sucking your mother's breast, embraced by the warmth. You were encircled in your mother's arms, sucking your mother's breast, and everything was so calm and peaceful. You had no worries. You were fully embraced by your mother. You were so comfortable and satisfied. You melted away in her arms. You had no worries and were completely free in your heart, unencumbered by worries. You could rely on her and had no stresses. As you begin to recall this heart, unburden your current stresses and worries. Remember Mother's warmth. Do you remember that? I want you to go back and remember that feeling in your heart. That is Mother's warmth. Take this as a starting point for Mother's meditation. Use this feeling, these vibrations, to try and understand Mother's warmth. This is the basic foundation of this study. Your warmth that is embraced always. I want you to dig deep within your heart and remember your warmth. I want you to dig deep within your heart and remember your mother. Remember the mothers you had that gave birth to you. Remember the mothers you had when you had a physical body. Remember the mother who embraced and spread warmth to you? She sacrificed everything for you. Do you remember this mother who carried you in her womb for 10 months? Do you remember when you were in her womb? Do you remember this warmth? Please remember this warmth. Let your brain go. Feel with your heart and attempt to feel Mother's warmth. Turn your heart to the consciousness of Albert of Tomokichi Taike. return to yourself, to your true consciousness. Your true consciousness is this wide and open space. Feel these vibrations of love and warmth. Let go of your physical body and feel yourself so light and bright, floating, one with the air. Let yourself float through time and space. Finding the quiet in your heart is very important. Find the space where your heart and mind can be free from the physical constraints of this world. Then you can feel your heart. You can tune to find the quiet in your heart. Then you will find joy and can receive the messages from your true consciousness all the time. You can receive messages from the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike all the time. Once you find that place, you can hear your own heart speaking to you. Can you feel your heart? You must strive to find the quiet time to realign yourself with your warmth. That space in your heart is so beautiful. It is so beautiful. Your heart is always open and at peace. It is important to find the quiet peace in your heart, past your mind and ears, right here between your heart and eyes. There is a whole other world that coexists with this material world. The material world lives within this larger world of consciousness. It is so warm and expansive. It is peaceful, bright, and wide. You'll say to yourself, why wasn't I aware of this world? How should meditation feel when you are aligning your heart to the world of consciousness, to the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike, the warmth? Have you ever seen one of those three-dimensional stereograms where first you can only see dots on a page, but when you stare at the picture, you discover something within those dots? Well, that's exactly how meditation is. At first, you seem trapped in your thoughts, in your mind, in your brain. But once you can focus in and align your heart with the warmth and the world of consciousness, a whole other world becomes apparent. You can feel in that world all of the warmth of the universe. Once you step back and can find that space and align your heart with your warmth, then you can feel that other world, the world of consciousness. There is a great peace near your ears, head, your temple, your heart. It's a peace that spreads. Until you find that place in your heart, you won't understand the world of consciousness. You need to find this place, this world. When you turn your heart to the world of consciousness, you should feel the warmth from inside your heart. Only as you expand your heart can you feel the warmth of the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike, which is within everyone. As you close your eyes lightly and align your heart, there is a numbness in your mind. There is a great peace between your temples. There is a peace that emanates so wide and wonderful. When you have aligned your heart with the world of consciousness, your mind does not wander and it focuses on the pure joy, peace, and happiness. You feel in tune with the world, with your surroundings, with space. You have a greater understanding around you. You feel in tune with the world, with your surroundings, with space. You have a greater understanding of everything around you. You will have a greater understanding of what everything truly is. And as you breathe in and out, you feel warmth spreading. It is emanating and reverberating through your heart. As you close your eyes lightly, you can feel this world is a joyful one, full of waves and vibrations that are spreading out. You have a feeling, a sense that it has always existed. You wonder why you haven't encountered this place before, and why you couldn't align your heart to this place. Remember, if you do not find the warmth in your heart and expand the warmth while continually reflecting on Mother, you can never come to know this place or understand the world of consciousness. You will never be able to feel it. Regardless of whether you are tuned in or not to this world of consciousness, it exists. How is it possible to communicate here? Your consciousness is always in this world, whether you are aware or not. Whether your physical being and your mental acumen are aware of it or not, you exist in this world. Do you exist as happiness and joy, or darkness and sadness? If you do not reflect, if you do not come to understand the truth in your heart, you will be in a state of suffering and darkness in this world. But once you can meditate and reflect on Mother, then slowly you can focus and tune yourself into this world of consciousness. As you meditate on Mother's consciousness, realize this is the core of all of meditation. It is this ever-expanding warmth that is the core. The beginning point is Mother's warmth. Once you find the joy and warmth that you are, it expands, it grows infinitely, spreading and embracing everything. I am joy, you are joy. Mother's consciousness always gives, never takes, and if you could feel the warmth and embrace that surrounds you, and if you understand that this is what your heart is, your whole life will change. The way you see and react to the world will change. If you comprehend that you are this warm heart that is forever giving and embracing, then how could you not release your own darkness? How could you not release your suffering? How could your darkness not want to be embraced and be cradled in your arms? First, you become aware you are consciousness and energy. And then, as you continually meditate and reflect, your meditation changes and you begin to feel you are a part of a larger world of consciousness. This energy is a part of the world of consciousness, never ending, wide, and this is what we all are. We are in the world of consciousness. As you embrace yourself with this heart, you will feel joy. My words cannot express the joy and happiness you will feel in your heart. You know when you have encountered the warmth in your heart. When you turn your heart to the warmth, you feel joy, and you will always want to be there and exist there. You always want to focus your mind there. The true warmth is a feeling of ever-expanding joy that is peaceful. Your mind fails to wander. Your hungry heart feeds on the growing joy in your heart. You may not encounter the warmth right away, but do not be discouraged. It takes practice to find the warmth within. You will only find it through reflections and meditations on Mother. There is only one thing left for you to do. Please put pen to paper daily. Stop the criticizing and imagine what it was like in your mother's womb, using all the positive thoughts that you can. This is just the first step, but it is a step in the right direction. Once you have taken this step, I think when you begin Mother's meditation, you will be able to find your true heart, your true existence. You will feel and know that your physical body is not everything we are. We are consciousness that lie within a physical body. Can't you feel the energy of warmth that consciousness is? When you turn your mind away from your physical body and towards your heart, can't you feel there is a world so large and spacious? That is the true world, and this is what we all really are. We are the waves and vibrations of warmth. Can't you feel these vibrations everywhere? On the earth, in the ocean, in the sky, through your body, through your cells? The vibrations of warmth comprise the truth of existence. These are the vibrations I want you to come to know. I don't want you to be suffering in your hole any longer. I need you to move your mind away from your physical body and transplant it into your heart. I need you to move your mind into your heart so you can feel this energy that I am speaking of. I don't want you to suffer anymore. This true world of consciousness exists now. You can align your heart to this warmth, to the consciousness of Tomekichi Taike. Once you can align yourself with this heart of warmth and feel the vibrations, the whole world of consciousness opens up to you, and another layer reveals itself to you. Another layer you never knew existed. Another layer you never thought existed. This world is real. It exists, and you only need to align yourself with the warmth in your heart. Once you do that, you will feel the warmth spreading more deeply. Consciousness of Jenny Lai. When I close my eyes, I feel the warmth of this world. And when I align my heart with the warmth, I feel my heart soaring, expanding everywhere, twinkling bright, this world. This is the true world. And this is the world of consciousness. I feel it so strongly here. I know you must align yourself with this world. When you meditate and align yourself with the vibrations of warmth, you will feel the answers to everything flow through your body, through space, through time. You feel your heart growing and you realize this is the truth. This is the true world that is so expansive in my heart. There is a happiness to know that life is not about suffering. This is the true world we can live in. After our death, this is where we can return. We can return to this flow where everyone exists together, in this flow and in this warmth. It is so wide, encompassing, and embracing. Do you feel this warmth here? It is so large, warm, and bright. It is so large and expansive. It is incredibly beautiful. It is so peaceful and loving, and I don't know how else to explain it. You have to feel this with your own heart. Align yourself to the warmth in your heart. Mother's reflection is the springboard to help you find this place, this warmth. I tell my suffering hearts, you don't need to suffer any longer because we can all return to warmth anytime. I am happy to find this warmth and open my eyes to this world. If you close your eyes lightly and align your heart with your warmth, a gear switches and you can feel the world of consciousness that we coexist with. This world is infinite and spreading and never changing. It has always been here. The material world exists within world of consciousness. Do you feel the joy and happiness here? There is a beautiful quiet in this place, and I want you to find the quiet here during meditation. As you meditate every day, close your eyes lightly and turn your heart to the warmth. Once you turn your heart to the warmth, then you will feel this world. A gear switches inside yourself and you feel this world. It is so beautiful. It is the true world. Everything exists within the flow of consciousness. This world is so joyful. When you close your eyes, it is warm energy twinkling and understanding. Do you feel how warm and understanding this energy is? It is warm and embracing every cell. There is a deep sense of joy and gratitude. Please call out to your past, present, and future selves. Call out to the warmth in this world, in your heart. After you meditate and get a deeper sense of this world, you can easily identify when your heart is aligned to the warmth or to this material world. You will know more quickly and readily where you are aligned. It is more possible to spend more of your waking moment in this world of consciousness, even though your body is in this three-dimensional material world. When you need to take time out, a break, feel that your heart is aligned with the material world. Close your eyes, take a few deep breaths, relax your shoulders, and change gears. Align your heart to the warmth, the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike. Then you will find the world of consciousness. Consciousness of Jenny Lai. I thank you for changing suffering heart and walking with me on this path of warmth. I am so happy. I doubted whether this world of consciousness was the truth, but I am communicating with you now. And I feel your change, and I know that this is the true world. Something has changed within me, and I can feel when I am aligned with the world of vibrations. I can feel when I am aligned with the world of consciousness. I feel where this world is. I feel and know where this world is and how to align myself. I feel everything around spreading, and that this is the true world. We are walking together on this path, hand in hand. We are all one, walking together, and I am so happy. I know my mission is to feel this world of consciousness. We exist in warmth and light. Message from the core warmth. The change begins with you. Once you begin to change and you meditate and find the warmth in your heart, all of your suffering selves can feel the world of consciousness that exists. Where this joy exists, you will be able to access this world so easily. I invite everyone to enter this world of consciousness and feel this true world. I invite everyone to feel this world that is so warm. This is the warmth I always am communicating to you about. Please return. Make a change within yourself. Then you will be able to feel this true world that is so large and bright. I don't know how to tell you more than I have already told you all the steps necessary. Please reach this warmth. This world is the truth. I want you to feel in your own heart that is the true world. I wait for you to feel this world. I am patiently waiting for you. I want you always to remember and practice how to enter the world of consciousness through meditation. In that world, everything is peaceful, warm, and joyful. The warmth is infinitely spreading. I want you to remember how to enter this stage of meditation. This is the true world of consciousness. Do you feel you can distinguish in your waking day when you have aligned your heart to the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike and when you haven't? Even with this material body, you can enter this world anytime. When you close your eyes and turn your heart to the consciousness of Tomokichi Taike and align your heart with that warmth, do you feel the world of consciousness all around you? Practice every day, becoming aware of the world of consciousness through your meditation. When you align your heart with the warmth, you will always be able to become aware of this world. Is your belief in this true world becoming stronger? The consciousness of Tomekichi Taike is communicating to you and always sending you messages. Do you feel this? You can feel more confident and less doubtful through the practice of receiving messages daily through your heart. I know you feel the warmth. This is the truth. I know in your heart you want to believe the truth. The only way you can become more certain in your belief is by receiving messages. Reinforce repetitively as you align your heart to the warmth and open your heart to the world of consciousness. When you align your heart to the warmth during meditation, then all is peaceful, calm, and joyful. Your heart is spreading infinitely, and there are no thoughts of anything else. No material thoughts like what you have to do today or whom you are going to criticize. Your heart is fully aligned with the warmth in your heart. It is calm and peaceful, ever expansive and silent. It is silent and full of joy. I want you always to try to achieve this point. Feel this calm within. In your cells, your body is clamoring for you to turn your heart to the warmth. I wait for you here, always. When you feel this warmth in your heart and the beauty of consciousness in your own heart, you will always want to return here. It is so beautiful, warm, joyous, and happy. It is such that you will never want to turn your heart any other place. You will know in your heart that you wish to return to this place. Meditation is the time for you to practice over and over again to align your heart to the world of consciousness. In the beginning, it is not easy to find the warmth, peace, and quiet in this world. But after you practice, one day suddenly, your heart will be aligned and you will find yourself opening your eyes to the world of consciousness. From that point, it will become easier to align your heart to this world during meditation. When I have aligned my heart to the warmth during meditation, I find myself channeling messages like the one below. Consciousness of Jenny Lai. The world of consciousness is so beautiful and warm. I cannot tell you how happy and joyful it is here. Once you meditate in this space, you too will be so bright, happy, and excited to be able to be in this world and to know this is what matters in life, and that this physical life is not comprised of anything worthwhile. This physical life is just here so that you may see and accept your many darknesses. This world of consciousness is always here, knocking on your heart's door, waiting to be accepted, waiting to be realized, always. If only everyone could be in this world of consciousness together, how joyful everyone would be. Everyone's consciousness waits to return to their origin, this world of consciousness. Everyone's hearts wait for the truth. We all wait to see the truth. Yes, our goal is to return to the truth. Our goal is to return to this wide open truth. Do you feel this warmth? Everyone's deepest desire is to return to this warmth, to this truth. This is what we are paving the way for. We are trying to ignite the warmth in everyone's hearts so that they may return to their true selves. This is the world of the true self. This is the world of the true self, and this is the world I have been talking to you about. This is the world I have been communicating about. I have been speaking of this world for so long. The true world is something you cannot sense with your eyes, ears, nose. The true world is something you cannot sense with your eyes, ears, nose, mouth, or fingers. Through none of your five senses can you feel this true world. This world of consciousness can only be felt through your heart, through your belief in the world of consciousness. As your belief becomes stronger, your understanding of the world of consciousness grows greater. And once you delve further into your meditation, the material world won't be the first thing you hear. It will sound like a drum in the distant past. It will be a buzz in your ear always, always there, and you will always hear the quiet and peace of the world of consciousness. Most people only hear the beating of the material world first, and hardly ever feel the true world of consciousness. But the more you believe, the more you will feel the world of consciousness. Even when you open your eyes, you will feel the world of consciousness first and then feel the material world second. And you will be able to feel the joy in your heart, the warmth that exists all around, the warmth within everyone, everything, in this world of consciousness. And you will be grateful and happy, joyful all the time. In this world of consciousness, how much you feel is commensurate to how much warmth you have grown in your own heart. The more warmth you have grown in your heart, the more of the world of consciousness you will feel. The degree to which you can feel this world is in relation to how much warmth you have grown in your heart. The peace and calm that you feel in your heart is a place that you will always want to return to. As you meditate and find the peace and warmth in your heart, you know you have found the right place when you have found this quiet and joyful place. Meditation is joy.